In many parts of sub-Saharan Africa, AIDS has had a devastating impact. Now, 30 years into the epidemic, researchers are learning more about the impact on orphans and other children whose parents get AIDS. Oxford University researcher Lucy Kluver has spent a decade studying AIDS orphans and other youngsters who live with adults who have AIDS in South Africa. She found that the disease has a major long-term impact on these children.
And one of the biggest impacts we see is mental health, so psychological health. So, for example, we see that AIDS orphan children have very much higher levels of depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress than children who have alive parents or children whose parents have died of other causes, including homicide and suicide.
Kluver writes about her experiences with AIDS and children in the journal Nature. She says there are several reasons that explain why AIDS orphans suffer psychological damage. There is stigma attached to the disease, and kids are subjected to gossip, bullying, and fear. Adults with AIDS may be under stress and unable to parent effectively. Also, medical bills, funeral costs, and the loss of a household's breadwinner can reduce a family to poverty. And often, children become caregivers for parents sickened by AIDS.
They're missing school to go and get their medication. They're washing the sick person. They're often taking them to the toilet, cleaning their wounds, or washing their bedclothes. So these kids find it very stressful and upsetting. They're very worried about the health and feel very responsible for the health of the sick person.
That intimate contact with sick parents and infected bodily fluids can sometimes transmit disease, such as tuberculosis. And even when these young caregivers go to school, Kluver says they tell researchers that they're so worried about their parents that they can't concentrate in the classroom.
And it's constantly on their mind and really making it difficult for them to do well at school.
And the children are telling you this?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that they tell us first. It's one of their greatest concerns.
Kluver says her research indicates that psychological problems increase as AIDS orphan children become young adults, which is not the case for other orphans. Writing in Nature, the Oxford researcher says a variety of official and NGO programs are working to help children affected by AIDS, but that more work and more resources are needed. And experts are focusing on the most effective strategies, such as support groups for mental health issues, tuberculosis testing for children, and better access to anti-AIDS drugs for parents to keep them healthy longer. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.